Praise the Lord, everyone. Well, I shared this last night with the crowd that came for Saturday night. If you really and sincerely meant what you just sang, you have me. You have me. You have my heart completely. If you really meant that from your heart when you were singing it, you might as well go ahead and get happy. Because God loves a heart like that. He says, if I can have a heart that's given to me, if I can have a heart that's yielded to me, if I can find a heart that's tender for me, God says, I will bless them. I will find them. I will crown them. I will favor them. I will lift them. I will bless them. I will prosper them. I will increase them. I will strengthen them. I will establish them. I will build them up and I will use them. So if you really, really meant that, tell your neighbor, look out, you're fixing to be blessed. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's just give Him some glory this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, Pastor Joel wanted me to tell you all he loves you very much, and Miss Peppy, and somehow I don't know what happened yesterday, but the family ran into some kind of food issues, and so he asked me to preach last night, and then I waited this morning, and he said, you need to be ready to go. So we're ready to go. So are you ready to receive? Yeah. Amen. Well, he gave me a word in due season, and I think for some of you, you're going to be glad you came this morning. I'm Pastor Dean, one of the associate pastors, and I've been here long enough to be an established person on the staff, and I've told Pastor lots of times that I would serve in this ministry even if I had to pay him. That's how much I love this ministry, and that's how much I love you and care for you. And I know Pastor does, our staff does. These folks right here, they love you dearly. And I'll tell you what, the best is yet to come. Yeah. Glory to God. Yeah. Well, let's just pray. Father, we just give you praise and thanks, Lord, for all you've done so far. You've been so good to us. Lord, you've ministered to us in so many ways throughout the years that, Father, there's no way we can begin to thank you enough for who you are and for what you've done for us and even for the plans that you have for us, even into the future. But, Father, we know one thing, that because we meant it in our hearts when we sang this morning to you, you have me. And, Lord, because we give our hearts to you, then we can have the confidence to know that everything concerning our life, that you're partnering with us. And that because you're partnering with us and you're living with us and helping us, that I pray, Lord, that through the word that's spoken this morning to these people, that some of these people, because of the word that's spoken, they'll rise up again and they'll dream again and they'll plan again and they'll go again. Because, Lord, I know that you've got your hand on them. And, Lord, I know that your plans always lead us to victory. So, Lord, I thank you for just anointing this service this morning. I thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are the teacher. You lead and guide us into all truth. You show us things to come. And you open up the hearts of the people, Lord, so that they can hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. And I just thank you, Lord, right now for the opportunity to just get out of the way, Father God, and let you be God in our midst. Because we all know that there is a God and we are not Him. But we're so glad that He's here. For He said, where two or more are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. So we thank you, Lord, right now for what you're going to say and what you're going to do. And we give you all the praise and glory and honor in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen. Amen. You can go ahead and greet several people around you real quick. Go ahead and high-five them. I know you don't normally do that, but just go ahead and high-five somebody. Praise the Lord. 3 weeks ago, on a Saturday night, at the Saturday Night Life service, I was sitting right there in my usual spot there. It says reserved. Well, I'm not a reserved kind of person, so I don't know how that fits me. But anyway, sitting in that reserved spot over there, And we were worshiping the Lord together, and I was just minding my own business and just praising God and just thanking Him for being part of this church and part of this ministry, just thanking Him for all that we've seen God do throughout all these years, just being such a good God, such a faithful God, such a giving God, such an awesome God. And as I was just worshiping the Lord right along with everybody else, the Lord began to speak a word into my heart. And it was so strong. And I thought, Lord, this isn't really fair because we got a guest speaker tonight, the fellow that came from Botswana, friends of David Lenz and some of the others there, Rick and his sweet wife. I didn't have an opportunity to give that word. So I said, well, Lord, what do I do with this word? And He said, you'll have plenty of opportunities to give it. And so the very next Sunday when we preached in West Jackson with Lee and Vanessa Bennett at their new church over there, Brother Tommy and I and our wives went over there and we spoke a word to them. And this word was still burning on the inside of my heart. And so I called up Bryant Lissandra Bell. They were part of our ministry. Now they're out there in Atlanta, Georgia. They got a church called the Enlightened Christian Center, and he's become really good friends with Creflo Dollar's son. And so he preaches over there, and Creflo went over there and dedicated their building. And I said, I have a word that's burning in my heart that I want to give to you. And so I gave it to him and his wife as they were driving down the road on their speakerphone. And it was still burning in me. So I gave the word to James and Moretta that have the church down there and Terry, and it was still burning in me. So I called Pastor O'Banner, one of our Bible school graduates. He's got a church down there in McGee doing a great work down there. And I gave him that word. And the Lord just gave me this word to be a word to just build people up, because I believe that all of us know we go through times and seasons in our life. Sometimes it's really great. Sometimes everything is working for us. And then there's other times when we look back and we find out that sometimes we go through difficult times and seasons in our life. There's not a person in here this morning that hasn't gone through struggles at some point in time. And the Lord told me there's lots of people in the body of Christ that's had broken dreams, and they've had disappointments, and they've had things that didn't turn out the way they thought they should. They just didn't pan out that way. They've been disappointed sometimes. They've been confused at certain times. There's been times when they've been angry and upset because they either ran into a brick wall, or they didn't get the help they need, or they didn't get people to come around them and believe in them, or believe in the vision they had, or believe in the call of God that they had on their life and get behind what they were doing. And because of that, a lot of people have quit, and a lot of people have given up, and a lot of people have fallen by the wayside. But the Lord said to tell them, this is a new day, and this is a new time, and this is a new season in the body of Christ, because we all know that in the world, the darker that it gets, amen, the darker that it gets, the greater our light has the possibility to shine for God. And God hasn't changed. He's a miracle-working God who changes not. And as I was sitting right there on that seat, and I got up and I began to worship the Lord spoke a prophetic word to me. And I believe that for some of you, this might not do anything for you right now, but I'll guarantee you, somewhere down the road, it's going to help you out. How many of you want to hear what that prophetic word is? Well, I'll just go ahead and give it in a couple of weeks. No, I'm just messing with you. No. And it's just as powerful now as the very moment that it's been. I shared last night, it was like I could relate to the prophet, Chris, when he said that word on the inside of me, it was like fire shut up in my bones. It was just like a burning fire that's just burning on the inside of me. Kind of like Isaiah when he was complaining a little bit. And he was saying, Lord, I'm looking at the situation that I'm in, and I'm around a bunch of unclean people with unclean lips. And the angel says, well, I'll fix that right now. And he took the tongs and took that coal from off the altar and stuck it on his lips. And the man got on fire for God, and fire got in his heart, and fire got in his lips, and fire got in his bones. And he didn't say, like a lot of people when it comes to fulfilling the Great Commission, he didn't say, there they are, send them. Oh, you'll get that on the way home. Now that Chris has it. He said, here am I, Lord, send me. Why? Because he had a word of the Lord that was burning in his lips and it was burning in his heart, and he wanted to give it out to help people. And so the word that the Lord gave me, and I want you to hear it in your heart, because it's going to help you, and it's going to help people that are around you. It's going to help you all the way from now until when Jesus comes. There's certain messages that God gives to people at certain times, and I believe that now it's a now word, Carl. I believe it's a now word for this time and this season that we're in. Amen. See, the Bible says, don't be weary in well-doing because in due season. Amen. There's a season of power. There's a season of provision. There's a season when God comes into your life and He just shows up and shows out just because He's God. But the word that the Lord gave me, hallelujah, to give to you was this. The word came up in my heart standing right over there. Thank God it pays to go to church. If I'd have stayed home, I'd have missed that word from God. And the reason why I told my pastor friends is I want this word to so burn in your heart that everywhere you go, you keep saying the same thing. Glory to God. How many of you want to hear what that word is? I ought to just string you along the whole service. No, keep you on the edge of your seat. No, I'm not. I don't do that. Just messing with you. But here's the word that He gave me, and I hope you hear it in your heart, okay? The word that God gave me was this. He said, again and again. Again and again. I know that's not deep, but He gave it to me. Again and again. And this is what He said to me. He said, some of these people need to hear this. But He says, if you've missed it, if you've sinned, if you've struggled with bondages and habits and things like that, and you've asked the Lord to forgive you 1,000,001 times, and you've turned right around and done the thing that you didn't want to do, you've done the thing you said you wouldn't do, you've done the thing that you couldn't stand that you did, but the Lord said, you just tell them right now that I will forgive them again and again. I'll forgive them again and again. I'll forgive them again and again and again. And He said, not only will I forgive them again and again, God says, for those that need it, I will show you mercy again and again and again and again and again and again and again. I'll show you mercy and I'll show you compassion. Glory to God. Did you hear that? Even heaven is saying yes and amen. Between 2 and 3 o'clock last night, Curtis, I'm sitting in the bed thinking, dear Lord Jesus, I got to preach in the morning, and I don't know if they're practicing drumming up there in heaven or if they're bowling or what. They should have been on European time, David, where we didn't have to worry about that mess. But anyway, back to again and again. He says, when you need provision, I'm going to show up and I'm going to give you provision again and again and again and again and again and again. And if you need peace, I'm going to show up and I'm going to give you my peace again and I'm going to give you my peace again and I'm going to give you my peace again and I'm going to give you my peace again and I'm going to give you my peace again and I'm going to give you my peace again and I'm going to give you my peace again. And when you need it, if you think you're weak and you can't make it, God says, I'm going to show up and I'm going to show you my power again and I'm going to show you my power again and I'm going to show you my power again and I'm going to give you my power again and I'm going to infuse you with my power again and I'm going to give you my power again and again and again and again and again. My power is available to you again and again. When you feel like you're supposed to do something and you don't know that you can do it, God says, I'm going to show up and show out, and I'm going to pour my grace out on you. And when my grace hits you, you'll know that it's not about you, but it's the grace of God working in you. It's the grace of God working on your behalf. It's the grace of God kicking in on the inside to where you know you can do it. Because it's not about you. It's about the grace of God. When we were getting ready to move over here, folks, it was a big step. I'm telling you, it was a big step. Just like when we went from the little theater on Terry Road over there to Highway 18, where we went. Every place we've gone has been a big move. But this one here, it was just like, Lord Jesus, we're taking off a big bite, weren't we, Rob? And about the time we were doing that, and I was just praying, and I was saying, Lord, We need to be encouraged because this is a big step we're taking. I mean, we're going all the way across town. How many of you know that the glory that's there is the glory that's here? And I've said this for a lot of years, Donna, but this is a cookie jar church. You know what a cookie jar church is? When you were a kid and your mama made good cookies, you didn't stop with just one. Come on. If the cookies were good, you'd go back and get another cookie and you'd go back and... Did you guys ever notice that the Pillsbury Doughboy, they've trimmed the boy down? But God will show up and show off that grace. When we were getting ready to move over here, and I was just praying, and I said, Lord, what are you trying to tell me? He says, you need to go tell the whole staff. He says, you go tell them, my grace. Oh, this is going to help. He said, my grace, it's in place. My grace, it's in place. I said, everything we've done, everything I've done from the time I got saved and started teaching in about a 4 and 5 year old class with the first 2 or 3 months, I didn't even know 1 Chronicles from 1 Corinthians. But this guy that got me saved, he said, I really believe you can teach these little ones. And I said, I can. And he said, yeah, you could do that. So I watched him for a while, and he's teaching these little ones from the Word of God. And after about a month, he said, would you like to do that? And I said, me? Are you kidding me? I don't, little kid. He said, yeah, you can do it. I said, okay. Well, I didn't even know it back then, but it was God's grace on me. And I did that. And then in a little while, I'm teaching in the adult Sunday school. And then after a while, I started going out and preaching for other pastors in the area when the preachers were gone. And all the while, I'm thinking, how in the world am I doing this? I didn't know really what it was, but it was God's grace that was in place. When we started the Bible school, it was God's grace that was in place. And we got pastors and ministers all over the world. We got people staffing ministries all around the world. We got that ministry over there in Bungoma that's birthed over 300 ministries out of that one ministry that we're a part of. Glory to God. The mother church over there, around 2,000 strong and growing all the time and reaching people all over the world. They got people coming out of that Bible school that are all over the world now. And that's just one of our ministries. And how does that happen? It happens because God's grace is in place. And whatever God is telling you to do, don't rely on yourself. Don't rely on your ability. Rely on the grace of God, because He's got more than enough grace. And when you need it, that grace will show up for you again and again and again. When you got a project, some of you students, and it looks like it's too hard for you, just say, thank God His grace is going to show up and it's going to help me again and again and again. When you're going through struggles with your physical body, just start thanking God. Thank you, Lord, your grace is in place. Amen. That takes you out of the equation. It really does. You know, when people go into that healing school on Sunday morning, the Lord shared that with me a long time ago. The first thing that I tell them when they get in there is, number one, there is a God. And number two, you're not Him and neither am I. Hallelujah. You know what that does? It takes all the pressure off me, because I don't have to perform. I'll stand right here and tell you, I can't heal a gnat, but the one that's in me can. He can heal anything. I'm not here to, just like right now, I am not here to perform. I'm here to give you a prophetic word that God has your number and He's going to help you again and again and again. Every time you need it, God's going to show up and He's going to show out for you. He's going to lift you again and again. He's going to strengthen you again and again. He's going to bless you again and again. He's going to anoint you again and again. He's going to show His favor on your behalf again and again. He's going to touch everything you set your hand to again and again, until you become above only and not beneath, until you're the head and not the tail, until you're the lender and not the borrower, until you're strong and not weak. Glory to God. Why? Because He's going to help you again and again and again. Tell your neighbor, God's going to help you again and again and again and again. He's going to keep helping you until you get it. There's people that have heard the redemption message and they just still struggle with it. And God says, I'm just going to keep loving you till you get it. I'm going to keep showing you mercy till you get it. I'm going to keep helping you till you get it figured out, that I really do care for you, that I really do love you, that I really do want to be involved in your life and everything you do, in all your plans. I want to be involved in it because I love you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I hope this is helping you. Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 41. We're going to just look at a couple of portions of Scripture. You know, if you're teaching in a church, it does help to go to the Bible. Isaiah chapter 41. You know, and here as you're turning there, let me remind you of something else that he told me. The Lord said, whenever you have a need, and it doesn't matter how great or what kind of a need it is, it doesn't matter if it's a financial need or it's a relationship need or if it's a prayer need or a physical need, it might be a car, it might be a house, it might be a medical payment, whatever it might be. The Lord said to tell them this. He said, every time that I provide for you, I never give you just enough. There's only one way God knows how to give to you, and that's to always give you more than enough. Amen. That's why one of his covenant names is El Shaddai. Pastor Ronnie used to say this all the time. His name is not El Cheapo. It's El Shaddai. El Shaddai means your God. El Shaddai means my God. Your God and my God has a name, and his name is El Shaddai. And El Shaddai means more than enough. If you need money, he doesn't want to just give you enough money to pay that bill. He wants to give you more than enough. If you need strength, he doesn't just give you the strength you think you need. He gives you more than enough. If you need help and you start trusting God, God doesn't just give you the help that you need. Come on, he gives you more than enough. If you feel like you're not walking in power, if God's going to give you power, he's not just going to give you just enough power. His name is El Shaddai. That's his name. That's his job description. When he gives you power, he gives you more than enough. I'm glad that when I look to my God, I've got a God who has a name, and his name is El Shaddai, and he is the God for me who's always going to be more than enough. Say, my God has a name. It's El Shaddai. He's my God. And he's always going to be more than enough. Amen. Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad that he desires to give you more than enough? That ought to make you shout. I mean, you had a good opportunity to shout right there. Because there's so many people that struggle, and they look at God and they think, well, if he could just take care of that little need right there, I'll be okay. When God says, are you kidding me? Come on. Look at what my name is. My name is El Shaddai. I'm the God who's... I want to always give you... So you always have, and you always expect... Glory to God. Heaven's paved with gold. Come on. My God owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. And his name is El Shaddai. And because I'm his kid, I have a name too. My name is El Shaddai Jr. Amen. I'm a chip off the old block. You didn't know that, did you? Did you find Isaiah chapter 41? He gives you more than enough of everything. In Isaiah chapter 41 and verse 10, first thing he says is, no matter what you're dealing with in life, he says, fear thou not. Don't fear. Don't be afraid. Amen. Don't fear. Don't be afraid. Why? He says, fear thou not. Why? Because I am with you. I'm with you. I'm with you. You know, my grandson, when he went to play ball for the Tennessee Volunteers, the first thing those coaches do when they look at those kids, they say, you're going to have to work harder than you ever have before. You're going to be sore than you've ever been before. You're going to get up earlier than you've ever been before. You're going to be pushed more than you ever have before. You thought coming here and playing baseball for the Vols was going to be a good deal because you get a full ride, which he does. But don't think that that school isn't going to make him pay for it. Isn't that right, Lester? Those athletes, they don't get a free ride, do they? They got to work for it. But the one thing the coaches want to know is, if you come here and play for me, you've got to be with me. You've got to buy into my system. And the Lord says, all you got to do is get your mind renewed and start thinking that I am your God and start thinking that I care for you and start thinking that I believe in you and start thinking that I want to help you and start thinking I want to bless you. Start thinking I want to give to you. Start thinking I want to strengthen you. Start thinking I want to build you up. Start thinking I want to favor you. Start thinking I want to prosper you. Start thinking I want to give you health. I want to give you help. I want to lift you up. I want your life to be a witness in the earth. I don't want you to walk like an ordinary person. I want you to walk like a God man. I want you to walk like a God woman. I want you to think like a God man. I want you to think like a God woman. So God says, are you with me? Because he says, no matter whether you feel like it or not, God says, I want you to know that I am with you. He says, fear not, because I am with you. I'm with you in your trouble. I'm with you in your struggle. I'm with you in life. I'm with you in your situation. I'm with you in your business. I'm with you in your marriage. I'm with you in your prayer life. Glory to God. I'm with you in everything you do. But I told this story last night because the Lord quickened this to me. Years ago, Jerry Savelle, how many of you heard of Jerry Savelle? He's traveled all over the world preaching the gospel. And at one point in time, he had a jet that had a motor that went out. His secretary called him up and said, Jerry, you can't go anywhere because the engine in your jet, it's messed up. And Jerry said, okay. He says, go ahead and write a check and get the thing repaired. And right after he said that, he said the Lord got all over him. He says, didn't I say that I would supply all your needs according to my riches and glory by Christ Jesus? He says, why did you write that check? He says, you never even asked me to take care of it. You never asked me to make a supply for it. And I think that too often of the time, folks, we think we got this thing in life all figured out. So we, without realizing it, we try to be our own God. We try to be our own financier. We try to be our own answer giver. We try to go through life doing it ourselves. And God is saying, don't you know that I'm with you? Don't you know that I want a supply for you? And when he got all over Jerry, Jerry said, cancel that check, sweetheart. We're not going to do it. We're going to trust God. And did you know, within about 3 days, all the money came in to take care of that. And the money that he would have used for that jet engine, he got to use to go and preach the gospel. And I'm telling you, as a family, as a couple, as an individual, start letting God get involved with your life. Let God be involved with your situations. Let God be involved with your house payment. Let God be involved in your car payment. Let God be involved in your business. Ask God to get involved in it. Don't just try to do it by yourself. And when you let God get involved, God will take care of stuff that you've been taking care of. God will pay for stuff you've been paying for. God will pay off things that you thought you had to pay off. And he'll do it in such a fashion that it'll blow your mind, because our God owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. And God can take care of it just like that. There are businessmen and businesswomen that sit up night after night trying to figure out how this is going to work out and how that's going to work out and how to do this and how to do that. And God is saying, come on, I'm with you. Why don't you get on your knees and ask me what to do? And God will give you the answer just that quick. And when he does, you'll make more money in a couple of days than some of you maybe have made in the last few months, just because of one idea. Because God wants to be involved in what you're doing. I said, God wants to be involved in what you're doing. God says, I'm with you. Why is he with you? He's with you to help you. He's with you to bless you. Anyway, he says, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Now, I said this last night, and I'm just going to stop there for a second. I'm barely getting anywhere into this message, and I'm almost got to quit. But he said, I am with you. You remember when Moses was sought out by the Lord and he says, I got about 2.5 million a year kindred that are getting treated worse than dogs. They're being made slaves. They're working, and all the money and all the profits are going to these slave masters. And they've got it tough. And the Lord says, I've been looking at that mess, and he says, I'm tired of it. And I want someone to go in there and be my representative and let people know they don't have to stay that way. Life doesn't have to be that way. There's a life they never thought of. There's a life they haven't dreamed of. There's a life they haven't experienced, but there is a life for them. All they need is for someone to go. And Moses started making up all these excuses. And finally he said, Moses, you can make up all the excuses you want, but I'm not listening to a one of them. And he says, okay, if I got to go face this Moses fellow with my brother Aaron, he says, when I go stand toe-to-toe with this guy, he says, what do I tell him your name is? How many of you know the rest of the story? He says, when you stand before the Pharaoh, you tell him that my name is I was. You tell that Pharaoh, my name is I could have been. Used to be. No, bless God. He said, when you stand toe to toe with that dude, you tell him that I've got a name and my name is I am. Hallelujah. It's always going to be I am. And the literal meaning of that is this. He says, you tell that turkey that I am, and I am going to be whatever you need for me to be for you. If you need a friend, I am your friend. You need a helper, I'm your helper. You need a healer, I am your healer. You need a lifter, I'm your lifter. You need a provider, I'm your provider. You need some peace, I am your peace giver. Hallelujah. That's who you go and tell them that I am. I am that I am. Aren't you glad that I am is right here in this place today? And when you leave out of here and you face life, you got someone that's right there with you, and he's got a name, hallelujah, and his name is I am. And he is whatever you need for him to be. Oh, I'll tell you, that's good news. And that I am is going to help you again and again. He's going to raise you up again and again. He's going to bless you again and again. He's going to help you again and again. He's going to show out again and again. In the good times, he'll be there. In the difficult times, he's going to be there. In every season of your life, from now until Jesus comes back, his name always has been and always will be, I am. Glory to God. We'll finish this up. Fear thou not, for I am with you. He says, be not dismayed, because I am your God. You know, how many of you know what dismayed means? Dismayed means this. It means dismay work and dismay not. He said, don't be dismayed. He says, when you come to me, it's a done deal. When you come to me, it's a slam dunk. When you come to me, it's done before it ever gets started, because he says, I am the Lord your God, and I change not. He's the same yesterday, he's the same today, and he's going to be the same forever and ever. Glory to God. That lady over there smiling real big, she's getting it, hallelujah. I can see it in her eyes. She's saying, he's going to help me again and again. He showed out for me before. He's going to do it again and again. Hallelujah. Doesn't matter how big the problem, he's going to take care of it again and again. When you leave out of here today, I hope you tell everybody, you know, tell your neighbors, my God's going to do it again and again. He says, be not dismayed, for I am your God. He says, I will strengthen you. Yea, I will help you. Yea, I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. He says, behold, all they that were incensed against you shall be ashamed and confounded. They'll be like nothing. They that strive with thee shall perish. Last thing that I want to say is this. I've said this for a lot of years, and Pastor Ronnie used to say it. Pastor Joel says it. When things in life hit you, whether you expect it or not, two things can happen. You can allow those things to cause you to get bitter, or you can cause them to make you get better as a result of it. I say it like this. When life gives you a kick, you ready for this? Let it kick you forward. In other words, stuff's going to happen, but God is God. And if people do me wrong, I'm going to know there's a spirit behind that. I'm not going to get bent out of shape. God says, I'll become an enemy to your enemies. I'll become an adversary to your adversaries. Let God handle it. Let God fix it. Let God work it out. And you just go ahead and protect your heart and say, it doesn't matter. Come hell or high water, I'm going to praise God. No matter what happens, I'm going to just rejoice in my God, because he's showing out for me before, he's showing up before, and he's going to do it for me again and again and again. Amen. Glory to God. Well, I preach myself happy. I hope it helped you today. Glory to God. Let's all stand up together. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's bow our heads together. Father, we just thank you right now in Jesus' name that you're such a good God. And Father, I thank you that because you said in Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a hope and to give you a future and to give you an expected end. We know, Lord, because you're called the author and the finisher of our faith, that, Father, you have nothing but good planned for every person that's in this place. And wherever this word goes out about again and again, I thank you, Lord, that as the word of God comes into their heart, that they'll rise up again and again. They'll rise up again and they'll dream. They'll rise up again and they'll run. They'll rise up again and they'll be all you've called them to be. They'll rise up again and fulfill the call of God. They'll rise up again and they'll fulfill the plan of God, the purpose of God. And when it's all said and done at the end of their life, they'll be able to stand before you and you'll be able to smile at their face and say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. You've been faithful to do the few things that I've called you to do. Now it's reward time. Now I'm going to make you ruler over much. Father, I thank you for blessing every person that's here. And now, Lord, if there's anybody in here that's never made Jesus the Lord of their life, or perhaps something happened in their relationship with you where they either thought that you let them down, or maybe they let you down and couldn't forgive them, Lord, I pray that you'll touch their heart and let them know, as we've already spoken it out by a prophetic word, that you'll forgive them again and again. Show them mercy again and again. Show them compassion again and again. Restore them again and again. Lift them again and again. Bless them again and again. Encourage them again and again. Empower them again and again. And show out on their behalf again and again. And Father, I pray that every person that heard this will be encouraged in this season in their life to dream again and to run again and to plan with you again and to fulfill your purpose for their life. And now, with every head bowed and every eye closed, just say this with me as we pray together. Just say, dear God in heaven, thank you for being so good, for loving me as only you can. Jesus, you come into my life. Be my Lord and Savior. Help me to live for you. And Father, I thank you that as I give myself to you, you're going to bless me and make me a blessing again and again in Jesus' name.
Amen. Well, just before we dismiss, we're going to pray.